Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who we got back there we want to bring up?
You know, Book, I think, you know, we have several of your tag team. You know, Booker T's one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time. Harlem Heat. Y'all heard of Harlem Heat, right? Big Stevie Ray and Booker T. 10-time WCW tag team champions. Pretty good tag team.
14-time tag team champions.
Overall, of course. But you had a couple other partners.
I had several partners, man. One of my partners, God rest his soul, Tess.
Tess. How was Tess? How'd you like teaming with Tess?
Man, Tess was awesome, man. He was the big guy. I was the small guy. Went in and did all the work. You know, Tess came in and cleaned
house.
Hit
the boot.
Oh, man, it was awesome. Everybody know my big brother, Stevie Ray, right? Yeah. I got another partner, man. We won tag team goal together. Was RVD.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam.
RVD.
The whole effing show.
Yeah. Scott Steiner. Me and Scott Steiner, we won tag team goal. You know what I mean? As well as one of the most controversial superstars in the history of this business, guys. A guy who broke the mold.
Who's that?
A man who personifies shattered dreams.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my friend, Goldie.
Gold Duck.
Where you at, Goldie? Get Gold Dust out here. We got a beef.
And while Goldust is going out here, we want to make sure, Charmel, why don't you tell everybody this event is for raising money for charity, victims of Hurricane Harvey, and tell them where it's going, Charmel.
Well, as Booker mentioned, you know, our city was devastated. So many other places are being devastated as well. But we're doing this through the Booker T Fights for Kids Foundation. Yeah! Booker really does fight for kids. So what we decided to do was to donate to donorschoose.org. So when you go to donorschoose.org/Hurricane Harvey, there's a listing of all public school teachers who lost everything in their classrooms. So you have to realize these kids, a lot of them are living in shelters. So we at least want to, while their home life is chaotic, we at least want to get their school life back on track since they're in school for so many hours out of the day. So we're going to donate to these teachers' schools, to their classrooms, to get the classes back on track because they lost books, desks, pencils, pens, everything. So thank you guys because you're helping these kids get back in school and get back on track. We really appreciate it. We have some raffle tickets on sale over here too, guys. These photos.
Yeah, there are a lot of things we're auctioning off. There are a lot of things we're auctioning off, but y'all make your noise for the man, Goldust.
Where's Gold? Guys, you are looking at one of the greatest tag teams of all times. Book Dust. You know what I mean? That was the name, Book Dust. You know?
It's a great name.
It was a great name.
Very creative.
Yeah, but...
I like how y'all put that together.
Yeah, it's funny, don't you?
You know,
it was a war, you know, I was going to go Book Dust.
Yeah, our Dust Book.
Yeah, exactly.
Our Dusty
Book. Book Dust.
Book Dust, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dust Book.
How did
fall off a tongue, Dust Book.
Dust Book doesn't sound great. How'd y'all get put together? What was the idea?
You know, how did we get put together, Goldie?
You remember when we did the Scorpion King, right?
Scorpion King. One of the greatest movie reviews in the history of the business. Yeah.
Y'all hear that? Look that up.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember
we
that.
We did it so well. Why? Because you and I had chemistry.
Chemistry, baby.
They give us a script. We look at it, laugh at it, and just be ourselves.
That's what we do.
I played off of you. You played off of me. And we made magic.
That's what the business is.
Magic.
Like ebony and ivory. You feel me?
Well, I don't know about ivory. I was...
He was kind of gold, yeah.
Gold.
Nah, man, but Goldie and I, we had so many great times, you know. I mean, yeah. It was almost, at that time, you know, when Goldie and I was together, it was like coming to work, you know, and getting paid to do nothing. You know, we was laughing half the time, you know, cracking jokes and creating entertainment for you guys to remember.
What was really funny was we would do ours, right? And it would be a one-take thing, usually. A one-take thing. Over, next.
We're done.
And we would be in the same room watching somebody else do their promos, and it would take them 2 hours to do the thing.
Talking about Titus O'Neil. Like,
Titus. What?
Hey, Book, what do you think about Titus?
You know what, Titus O'Neil? He's a big guy.
You said that tonight. I heard that.
Let me tell you something. I was in a room with Titus O'Neil. And he was cutting a promo, and it took him 2 hours and 15 minutes.
We were outside the room last week, remember?
Almost lost my mind.
You got to go on. You got to go live.
Yeah.
You got to get in that room, and he's just taking his time.
But the thing is, Gold and I, every time we did work, it was always one of those things, we come out, we get it done. Any of you guys remember Booker T and Goldust in 7-Eleven? Yeah! You know, I remember, you know, what I remember, you know what, the Booker T cups. They ran out of them. There was all out of Booker T cups. They're sold out. You know what I mean? So me and Goldie, we looking for Booker T cups, you know what I mean?
Who's that dressed up at?
Oh, my God.
Spreewell?
Yeah, Spreewell.
Gold chains, all that stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll give you a bite of my weenie. If I can have a drink of your Slurpee.
Oh my God. You know something, guys? What's crazy is, you know, Goldie and I, you know, people, you guys, I don't know, some of you guys, a lot of young people in here, but you can go back to 1994. Goldie and I, you know, my first pay-per-view, Goldie was in there, you know, right across the ring from me. You know, Super Brawl, you know, back in WCW, you know.
Was that 94 or 92?
I think that was 94, you know, got in WCW in 92, okay. So it had to be in 93, you know, we were just coming up.
One of the fans said 93.
Yeah, we was on the bottom in 93, we was trying to work our way up, and then we got on the pay-per-view.
Yes, we did.
Everything took off like a rocket.
Yes,
put the rocket on us, we went straight to the moon. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But Goldust, you guys got any cool stories you want to talk to about with Goldust?
Any questions for Goldust?
Guy in the red.
WWW, go to WCW and transfer to WWE.
I don't really remember back then that much because those were
some crazy times.
Some testy times for me. I did go to WCW, back to WCW, and then back. But, you know, here, WWE, WWF back then, this is home for me. I love this company. WWE has treated me very well. I've done my damnedest to keep the Gold Dust character over and will continue to do so until my legs fall off.
Well, you know, I tell you, man.
But to that, wouldn't you like to see Booker out here on these live shows?
What you talking about, tagging?
Would
you
Gold Dust one more time? We need your book.
Look, man, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not opposed to that. You know, I'm not opposed to it. You know, I mean.
Somebody call Michael Hayes right now.
No, but you see the look in Charmel's eyes? Did you just see that? Charmel don't want that.
Okay.
Charmel don't want me out there on the house show. And my thing is, I'm in shape. Look here. I'm in shape. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go right now.
Can you do a spin-a-rooney right now?
I will do it. Yeah. I will do a spin-a-rooney. I will do it. You know what I'm saying? Next question.
Who we got? We got one back there. Yeah, you right there.
Savannah, Georgia. That was a good one. Yes.
All right.
Clash.
Best tag team match you ever saw, huh?
You might not have seen any Harlem Heat matches.
You know what? You know what, Brad? You know what's about to happen to him?
What's about to happen?
I'm about to be whooping his ass. All right.
You know, speaking of WCW, I read the news a couple days ago that they're bringing back Starrcade. WWE's going to bring back Starrcade. I want to ask you, you know, what does that mean to you, an event your father created coming back?
I didn't even know they were going to do Starrcade again until Cody went on Twitter and started.
Cody's hot, man.
Giving everybody
like
hell
Cody
and
Rhodes?
Grief over
Cody's
it.
Hot. Yeah?
Cody's
hot. ROH champion.
Cody's real hot. He's real hot. He's real mad.
He was really mad at this, right? That's a SmackDown show. I'm on Raw, so I didn't really see that, you know? And it's... Hey, I'm trying to get it back, man. I'm trying. You got to be patient with Book.
They don't want that.
You got to be patient with the queen over here.
Look here. They don't want that. They don't want that. You know, I can tell you that right now, you know. Booker T and Stevie Ray, I mean, we 10-time world tag. Look, we set the record.
10.
In WCW. 10-time tag team champions, Booker T and Stevie Ray. Two bad brothers from off the corners, man.
He's hot, ain't he?
You feel me?
American right now.
Next question.
My man, Goldust. You faced Stardust in a pre-show match a while ago. You won with kind of an awkward roll-up, and everyone's kind of sat around spinning each other for a while. Was this situation like Angle and Hooker, where the other person was supposed to win, but the ref counted? Or was that scheduled?
That's the ref's fault, man. That's not our fault. You know, we're two professionals. We did our job, and the ref just forgot to count three.
Was it Charles Robinson?
I think it was Charles Robinson, actually.
You guys start that tweeting.
Start tweet.
WWE right Robinson.
Now.
At
start
WWE
tweet
Robinson.
Right.
Could have been
now.
Charles Robinson.
Don't catch his punk ass on the street.
It wasn't Kyoto or Chad Patton. No, neither one of those two. They're pretty good. But Charles, man. I know Book likes Charles.
I love him. Kid, what's the kid got right here?
What was it like working with The Undertaker?
Pretty scary. It's pretty scary. Undertaker's amazing, but he was really scary. He scared me to death. It's fun. Me? I'm not scary, only to little babies. But that's a different angle. That's not The Undertaker. That was against, who was that? Ahmed. I was eating a chocolate bar. It was not very nice.
Oh, man.
It was pretty bad.
Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed Johnson. I was naked on a couch with the IC title covering my nose.
Didn't you lose your name to Ahmed Johnson?
I did. But
Big T?
Is it true that you are the reason that Ahmed Johnson retired? Is that true?
If it is, I'm happy with that. That's cool.
One more question. One more. What we got for Goldie? What we got? What you got?
WrestleMania 12. Okay. Roddy Piper.
This is a little story
Hollywood backlog.
Legend right there, man.
2 weeks before Mania, you know, I'm supposed to work Razor Ramon. He left the company because he did not want to do business with me at that time, which we've had our differences, but now we're okay. So they put me on a plane. Vince says we're going to L.A., and we're going to shoot the first part of the Backlot Brawl at Universal Studios. So I said, okay. I'm just like, whatever, cool. It's going to be good. So we get there, and they have this spray-painted gold Cadillac. And Roddy's got this brand new white, you know, Ford Bronco. And I'm like, why do I got the crap car, you know? So I look at Vince and say, can I test drive it just a little bit to get the feel? So when I come around the corner at Roddy, you know, it's all good and it's not going to look crappy. So I got in there, man, I'm driving it. It's just an old hunk of junk. It's a tank. Huge. I hope Vince still has that car somewhere in the mountain or in the vault. I'm sure he does. So I pull up, and this is a one-take thing for Roddy and I. He has some extras out there with the tables and stuff, and we just look around and see what we have to utilize. And I pull up, and he turns on the water hose and starts going to town and comes and breaks the windows. And as soon as that happened, man, there's blood, you know, and it got real really fast. And I crawled out the other side, and he commenced to kick in my ass bad. I mean, he really did. And Vince back then, I asked him, you know, about the juice situation, and he didn't want that. He's like, no. So I told Roddy, I said, please, Roddy, open me up the hard way. Okay. So he throws me on the hood of the car, and he punches me square in the forehead. Now, you would think a veteran of Roddy Piper status, right, would know how to do this. And I'm like, he hit me so hard in the head here, not anywhere else where, you know, you could cut somebody open, but just square in the head, concuss you. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, oh, nothing's there. I said, do it again. He does it again. And I'm just like, oh, and he breaks his hand. His second shot, he punched me so hard he broke his hand. I fall off. He throws me into a dumpster. Finally, I got one piece of offense, and that was a low blow. So I took it. I jumped in the car and drove off. Now, Roddy Piper's standing there. He's supposed to move out of the way. I can't stop. We're shooting this thing, right? So please, I'm taking, you know, I'm hoping that Roddy jumps out of the way because I'm driving at least 5 miles an hour, I guess. And I take off, and he doesn't move. And all as I hear is this boom with his knees and his eyes. And I'm looking at him. And he's looking at me, and I just heard his knees, man. I just thought, oh, my God, I've just killed Roddy Piper. And he's looking at me. I'm like, please get off. We can't stop. Please get off the hood of the car. So he rolls off, and I drive off scared to death, right? So we cut, and we go back, and we watch it. And Roddy's nowhere to be found. I think he's upstairs. He's got blood on him. You know, I'm sure he's needing some medical attention. I can't see straight. My head's all dazed. And I'm watching it back in the extras are in there watching it with us, and they're looking, and they're like, yeah, that was really good. And I'm not saying a word because I'm still really living the kayfabe lifestyle, you know. I'm protecting the business as best I could. And I was hot at Roddy, man. And Vince, he knew because it's Vince. He knows the business. Watched it back, and I jumped up after watching it on the monitor, and I started throwing stuff, and I left the room, and everybody was just really quiet. So Vince and Bruce Pritchard took us both to the hospital that night. Now, this is 2 weeks before WrestleMania. And I was like, man, that was incredible. Oh, my God, how can we top this, you know? And WrestleMania comes, and at the pond, and we're sitting in the back of the parking lot. A match happens, then they show the Backlot Brawl part in Hollywood, then another match happens, then they see the OJ chase scene, which is really cool, and then it comes to, oh my God, they're pulling up here to the pond, what are we going to do, oh my God, they're next. So they give me the cue, Kasama, which is still here with us, she was out there, and she goes, go, and Roddy's supposed to wait like 3 or 4 seconds before he chases me down the ramp. I take off and go down the ramp, and I swing the door open. He's supposed to run up the side of the car and take the door off. Well, that doesn't work because he's so fast, right? And I slammed the door open as fast as I could because he's coming, and it closed again, so he just hit. So I had to go out the other side. I go in the arena. I got on the same makeup, the same outfit, stuff with the blood on it. Didn't wash it because, you know, it's 2 weeks later. And I meet my ex-wife, Marlena, who is waiting on me by the tunnel. We had the tunnel back then, which was really cool. So I'm right there, and I hear Roddy. I'm like, oh, God, this is it, you know. So they push us through the tunnel. And as soon as we went out, there was a deafening just, you know, boo. It was so awesome. It made me feel so good that these people were hating me right now, which was really cool. But as soon as Piper's music hit, it was like chill bumps. I still get chill bumps from it. And we went on to do our business, man, and had a hell of a time. And that night, we dressed in the same room. And that night, I took my gold dust suit and I gave it to young Colt, his son. And I hope he still has it. But it was a great honor and a privilege to work with the late, great Rowdy Piper.
Yes, indeed.
So that's my story for the night, I guess.
Awesome. Got one more for Golden, then he's got to bounce up out this mug, guys.
Way past my bedtime.
Whoa. What else we got for Golden? We got one more for Golden. Who haven't asked a question?
Go ahead, young lady.
Who hadn't asked a question yet? All right. We'll just go right here, bowl shirt again. Any memories working with Luna Vachon?
Just one crazy lady. We had some fun. She was a sweetheart. She's family, you know. Sweetest lady you know, but if you pissed her off, watch out. Watch out. I try to stay away from the crazy girls.
Hey, Goldie got to get ready to get down to Ontario. He got a... Before he leave, we got to talk about it. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt came out and, took all of the gold off, and now you came out, you know, with the outfit on, but you came out as Dustin Rhodes.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What's the deal on it, man? I mean, what is it going to be? What's the future of Gold Dust, a.k.a. Goldie, a.k.a. Dustin Rhodes in the WWE? What is the future, man?
Big thing's happening, and it's going to start tomorrow night.
Wow. Uh-oh. Right. Teaser.
Right.
Just got a scoop. You just got a scoop, guys. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all make some noise for Gold Dust.
Thank you, guys. Book, as always, you're the best.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.